stepping stones to another realm. It's amazing to see the kind of plaything a child loves and craves. For example, a big empty cardboard box. A little snip here and there, and presto, a small house or a store or a spaceship. Their imagination is so intense and vast and immediate that it can go way beyond the stuff in front of them and grow their own little world. They just need the slightest starting point to act. As the seed, some wooden blocks or a few lines of chalk drawn on the ground. An empty box becomes a car or an airplane seat. A rug becomes a flying magic carpet to other lands. A stick placed on the ground becomes the line between sea and shore, between heaven and earth, between here and the wild woods. Just play pretend. No wonder the theater holds so much magic. For example, the musical play The Fantastics was meant to be performed with just a piano. No costumes, no scenery, no props, all imagination. Some people do not like to see their favorite books become movies, because in some way, part of the book lives in them, through their imagination, their interpretation into their own vision of the scenes they read. And who is to say where the line of reality of things is drawn, and where things are but hints, clues and cues, door handles and stepping stones to other realms.